Joy Styles rotated her neck. Spending so much time on her supercharged laptop was not healthy. She knew that, but couldn't seem to break away. She'd been in a nonstop battle with a mysterious hacker who gained her grudging respect. It was time to call her mother, because now this person was popping into her attempts to hack the NSA. Absently tying back her long red hair, Joy reached for her phone and made a video call. "Hey, Mama T, I think I might need your expertise to hack the NSA." Tony's smiling face appeared on the screen. "Hun, the NSA is a tough nut to crack. So why do you want to whack that hornet's nest?" Her other mother slid into the chair next to Tony. "Is this a private genius-to-genius conversation, or can I get in on the fun? I never get to see you anymore," Char lamented. "You might get bored, but you're always welcome to join us. Actually, I'm glad you jumped on the call. You probably need an update anyway. So, in answer to your question, Mama T, I was poking around on the dark web and picked up some disturbing chatter," Joy answered. "You sure that isn't some nutty conspiracy theory crap?" Tony asked. "That's why I wanted to hack the NSA. Now I'm more convinced than ever that I found at least some kernel of truth." Joy leaned back in her chair before turning when Randy poked her head into the room. "Hey, Joy. Alina, Maria, and I are going to go out to get some pizza and have a few beers. Want to join us?" "Oh, whoops. Hi, Aunt Char and Aunt Tony. Root beer," she amended. Char and Tony laughed. "I'm pretty sure the entire world knows you're not having root beer, Randy, including your mom's. We aren't that old to forget what college was like. Besides, I'd be disappointed if Joy hadn't created fake IDs for you," Tony said with a smile. Char playfully nudged Tony's shoulder. "Goddess, Tony, do you want the kids to turn into delinquents? I swear, knowing something and blatantly expressing your approval are two very different things." Tony held up her hands. "What? It's a crime not to use the talents we've been given by the goddess. And fortunately, Joy has many talents." Joy answered Randy. "I'll meet you guys later. Pete's Pizza?" "Yeah, but you better not bail on us again. How's that neck of yours doing?" Joy waved her hand. "Go. I want to talk with my moms. And don't ever say something so gross like that again. I'll be there. Alina told me to tell you. She saw your crush there the other day," Randy teased. Randy bounced out of Joy's room, and Joy returned to her conversation. "Sorry about that." "Crush?" Char asked. "Don't get your hopes up. She doesn't even know I exist despite spending the last year in the same graduate program." "Honey, you're a beautiful, talented, brilliant, kind young woman. I'm sure she knows you exist. You got your mother's beauty. There isn't a man or woman alive who could resist those gorgeous green eyes. Maybe I should have taught you more than how to hack into any secure space. Catching someone's eye is easier than avoiding detection when we enter those fortified sites." "Now you make that offer," Joy grumbled. But she was more interested in solving her current dilemma, which had nothing to do with her non-existent love life. "Can we get back to the reason I called?" "Of course, honey," Tony said. "There's this other hacker who keeps popping into my computer, leaving irritating messages whenever I poke around in the dark web, especially when I entered this site with the concerning intel. Then, when I tried to crack the security code in the NSA, she stuck her nose into my business again," Joy explained. "Her? Interesting. How do you know it's a woman?" Char asked. "She sent me this animation of a beautiful dragon with long eyelashes," Joy groaned. "See, who does that?" She continued her explanation. "I'm describing a dragon as beautiful. No wonder I can't get a date. Mama T's a cool nerd, and I'm just your run-of-the-mill geek hiding behind my computer and letting my skin get pasty." "You'll thank the universe for that when you turn 50 and you've no wrinkles on your skin," Tony joked. "Not funny, Mama T,"